Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Yeah, I'm waiting on the call. I got a couple send them up. But all my young is banging, but I never got the vibe. But
every Sunday service, not the screaming. Nah, but everything they do is candy, jumping like it's parkour.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. After a decade with the Brooklyn hip-hop trio Flatbush Zombies, the rapper and songwriter Eric the Architect, now based in L.A., released his debut solo LP, I've Never Been Here Before, in February. It's full of trenchant social commentary, references to musical greats of the past and present, and production that draws on funk, soul, and jazz. Eric's here with his touring trio today, and he's going to play one of the singles from the new album. Here's Ezekiel's Wheel.
Hey, was 15, probably out macking. Red steel plated, staircases, schoolless young rapper. Big cabin, reenactment. Some are jealous, some are fractious. Some are watching dreams slip away. That's another chapter, change occupation. More abrasive, want to change the season. Bang harder for a feature. So Franklin's like Aretha, made me sick. How you snitch? Pussy purr like Earth and Kit. Can't determine if you think I'm ill or you just ride it. A iceberg's the exterior if I decide to fit. Had to pen the verse proper so they can't deny the shit. Wrote these verses at my mama's house. I hope she fast asleep. Cause if she heard the music, no excuse to drag my feet. How it feel to be a misery counselor for the creeps. The perception, how I watch it, horror movies every week. Can't repel what's in my head. I jot in thought, inform, and speech. Some say it's poetry, some say it's ESP. Read your mind, align your cheese, and burn your negativity. Papa Junior, read a harness mind. Who am I to people please? Got fleas, cold winners, caught me like the CDC. MP3s, and achieve the Jesus peace through DOC. I see too many trying to pump you like it's creatine. I'ma keep it G. With my niggas, we don't flee the scene. Running up the tab, shopping only time I flee the scene. Watching I be on a track suit. You can't see the seams off the liquor, feeling 100 proof. Bring my self-esteem when the drinks is flowing in the juice. Shorty slippery, told her to just skirt off in the cold. Get the keys. Long as Rick Owens on the boot. Shorty look at me, stepping for a second in the suit. Check the drip on me. Reckless for my section, they my dudes. They gon' stick with me. Hate is every color, every hue. I got more shit to see for real. Hey, hey, hands up, hands up, hands up. Life, death, jeez. Hey, hands up, hands up, hands up. Life, death, life, death. Woo. Hey, hands up, hands up. Life, death, life, death. Hey. Mind to you niggas, Cali Buzz, we just raised the fiends. Skated on the ops with a trick,
we just reign supreme.
Flatbush off the top, your favorite rap, still okay to me. They ain't even wavy B, they sneaking to the major league. Try to stay humble, but I'm far too gone. With no liquors in your cup, and your song is on. Go to war, we been scrapping when it's on and song. Real gets untapped, I backtracked, I feel a reborn. Grind harder through this gorgeous storm, exchange out the Charles de Gaulle. I do fly shit in my routine, ain't for all of y'all. I ain't have nothing, I evolve with no one involved. Envied all the ones that can't afford to take the summer off. But I'm a Brooklyn nigga, ain't no difference in this. We just star, raised off of Nostradam, right next to that liquor store. Papa playing Lady Saw, and the tree was sycamore. Had to keep my eyes open, just in case we hit the floor. Music on, platform, sequence draws. Disco boss, this the sauce, get endorsed. Bobo the boulevard, and we define the echelon.
We define the echelon.
Hey, hands up, hands up. Hey, hey, hands up, like that. Hey, hands up, wait, 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 hold on. Going left and right, left and right, left and right. Come on, left and right, left and right, left and right, left and right, left. Now everybody scream.
Ezekiel's wheels gone squeaky.
Yeah, that's Eric the Architect live in our studio with Ezekiel's Wheel, with Heidi on bass, and everything else was coming out of Gogo's rig there, including a kind of spectral echo of George Clinton.
Exactly.
Who is on the record. Having interviewed George, I know what a trip he is to talk to. What is he like to work with?
Man, I mean, honestly, just his whole legacy is just, I mean, from Flashlights, he's been making music my whole life, it seems like. And it's like, he's not an old man. He still has a very young heart, a very big spirit, and he loves music. He's tapped in more. He's older than my dad. He knows what's going on. What if my dad does? This dude really, I only asked him to do one small part of the song. So, you know, when I initially met him, I wasn't aware if he knew who I was or not. But he was so friendly. We did a photo shoot together for a clothing brand. And, you know, I told him I had a record for him. And he was like, send it over. And he was actually on tour. So by the time the tour was over, I asked him to do one little piece. And he went through the entire song and gave his blessing. So it just shows you how great of a dude he is.
Yeah. And also what he thought of your song.
As well.
Which is not the only song on the record that's kind of full of biblical imagery.
Yeah.
What is Ezekiel's Wheel?
So I don't want to totally define it because I like to leave like little breadcrumbs so people can do their own interpretation. But let's just say that when Rootcat, who actually wrote the chorus with me, we both grew up in church. So a lot of the values of the Bible really were instilled in our familial upbringing. And basically that this chariot is being pushed by wings, a winged chariot, and each one of these wings are being pushed by a different influence. So I mentioned that I mentioned Junior Reed, I mentioned Eartha Kitt, Aretha Franklin. Those to me were the people that pushed my dream, whether they were people that I've met, like George, or someone that I dreamed about eventually being next to. These were voices and figures that I've seen my whole life, and they pushed me to propel my dream to keep the wheels moving to ascend to wherever I wanted to go.
Well, and that's, you've hit on another sort of recurring theme in many of the songs, which is these, you know, name-dropping other musical figures. So, yes, Eartha Kitt, but also Foo Fighters and John Coltrane. You mentioned Wesley. Is that Fred Wesley?
Did I mention? I was talking about Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a bit of a different Wesley, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, just so, yeah. So you know, you're talking about leaving breadcrumbs. There are some kind of musical breadcrumbs for nerds like me. Are you a music nerd?
1,000%. I'm just a nerd in general. Music is just one of the things that I like to nerd about.
What turned your head, at your formative age, musically?
Musically, I would say, as much as I was influenced by soul music, you know, from Al Green to Percy Sledge and B.B. King, even, you know, blues and Fats Domino and Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, you know, Prince. It was really my own discovery of what actually was drawn to me was about 6th or 7th grade was Damon Albarn. Wow, I bought the CD because it had cool cartoons on it. And when I remember bringing the CD to school and it had a parental advisory thing, I'm like, this, I didn't. My mom, does she know what I'm about to listen to? M1A1, that gave me a sense of like rock music that, you know, I was definitely listening to like the Beatles and things like that growing up, but I was like, wow. That is on the same album as a song like Rock the Bass, which is like, oh man, it's just the fusion of jazz and Latin music and rock music and hip hop, R&B even, you know. Mm-hmm. I think the Gorillaz was probably my first self-discovery of like, this is the person I would like to be eventually if I wanted to become a musician. I'd want to be someone who's multifaceted and not just singularly living in one genre.
Yeah. And it's really interesting. I guess you're probably the first generation that would have grown up thinking that Damon Albarn was the Gorillaz guy.
Right.
Whereas for me, he's always going to be the Blur guy.
Right. Senseless Things. Yep.
But you know, that kind of proves your point, you know, that he has been a kind of musical chameleon. Mm-hmm. And there's something... is chameleonic a word? I think it might be.
It is now.
Okay. about your voice on this record. because, you know, it's sometimes it's process. Sometimes you sound almost like Danny Brown, you know, and then on the next line, you sound like Tyler, the Creator, yeah. You know, it's like, what is that? I mean, are you adopted? Do these voices have personas that go with them?
1,000%, man. I love cartoons. I'm in the tour bus joking with these ladies all the time. I'm always changing my voice. I love wrestling. You know, I think that, you know, especially with rap music, right? I feel like, you know, you use something like auto-tune, right? And you have to know the key of the song, obviously, to fit so that you're singing in the right key. But I think as a rapper, too, or just another vocalist, a song has a certain canvas that, and it could be an 8-bar frame, or it could be the whole song, just this chorus part. I was always, like, interested in having dynamics because it's interesting. And to me, listening to me talk like this for an hour is... could be boring, you know, like, and then I felt like this character I created on this album was more like my id, the part of me that is not super people pleasing. It's kind of like my alter ego, and I gave it a personality. And like, even in Mandevillain, you know, like, tell you something, this ain't luck, I'm bona fide. That's different than your smile is pretty, plus a match your purse. It's like a different part of me, you know. So I don't know, I like to tap into little things like that, and then it makes people wonder, well, is that vocal processing or is it just his voice, you know? But it's mostly just me, you know?
Well, that was going to be my follow-up, was how do you get those voices? And so that's really interesting that for the most part, that's you adopting a person, a personality, and a voice to go with it. Mm-hmm. So you're almost in the position of featuring on your own songs.
Low-key. Actually, I would say, too, in the song Beef Patty I did with James Blake, when we were recording the record, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning at his house. And I remember when I first wrote the song, he was making this beat and it had this drive. I was like, that's kind of like dance hall. He was like, are we going to do this? And I was like, let's do this. And I remember the first time I recorded, I did it. Chuck kiss me teeth, y'all ain't no way I for meet. And he was like, higher. And I thought he meant energy.
Yeah.
So I did it more aggressively. He was like, no, literally higher. And I was like, oh, kiss me teeth, y'all ain't no way I for meet. And I was like, he was like, that's it. And that was kind of one of those moments I was like, yeah, I should like push my voice and push my personality to showcase all kinds of styles, especially on something like reggae, dancehall music. You know, people change their voices all the time.
I run a pickup soccer game in Brooklyn. Many of the guys in the game are from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I know words like bumba clod.
You definitely heard that.
I definitely never heard that word before in a song.
That's so funny.
So you're from at least partially a Jamaican family.
Yeah, my dad is from Mandeville, Jamaica.
Okay, so, hence the title of that Mandevillain song.
Yep.
Now, I know you were planning on doing that song later, but since we're talking about it, you want to do Beef Patty now?
You want to do now?
Yes, sir!
You can do it now. Hey.
Kiss me teeth, y'all ain't no way I fi meet. Too bad mind me need more time fi breathe. Champion sound not bad, tell me I fi do it. And I go so make plenty my seat. Trigger, happy, but me not smile. Yeah, tell him go small upon yourself. My target, Bumbleclad, face man, Mandeville, I am eat. Tell your mama cigarette, bonfire by the tree. This is chalice beer, smoking at the place. Two trace money, face ain't no waste. Most I who I pray every day. The most I who I pray every day. Chuck is me teeth, y'all ain't no way I fi meet. Too bad mind me need more time fi breathe. Champion sound a bad, tell me I fi do it. Ain't no go so make plenty machine. Trigger tune fi the girl, them a wipe on the cocky. Man a shatter move at a air natty. All heap of them want fi see me in the chachi. I'm see chatter papi, make me want me beef patty. Tune fi the girl, them a wipe on the cocky. Man a shatter move at a air natty. All heap of them want fi see me in the chachi.
Everybody know the code. Disrespect it at the most. I just look out at the barrel, make a pussy
touch roll. Ricky know.
Instant catastrophe.
Knock it door.
Shoulda left me alone. If you know you make a word, never listen when me tell you.
Don't fuck with the bros. Regular way, a big girl up on toes.
Jeez.
When I walk, I move.
Just a sit down, pants tool. Any gym inside.
iPhone. Real bad.
bad man, but never take bro.
Gram, when me live, you catch your pan phone. You don't know what I know, anyway, my fine you.
Take
his smell when he call you for great blue. What a beautiful scent. I know I'm able to take my you and not pretend my bro.
Tune for the girl, them a wine pan the khaki. Man a shatter, move at a air natty. All heap of them want to see me in the chachi. Have to chacha papi, make you want me beef patty. Tune for the girl, them a wine pan the khaki. Man a shatter, move at a air natty. All heap of them want to see me in the chachi. Have to chacha papi, make you want me beef patty.
Jesus.
Ah, Jamaica massive, wagwan, Grenadian, them. Trinidad. Utica, Flatbush, Fast Ave, Church Ave, oh my God. Yeah, man.
That is Beef Patty, Eric the Architect,
yeah.
And Gogo and Heidi behind him here in the studio, and that's on the new record called I've Never Been Here Before. Where is here?
Not 2024, but a state of mind where you are presently, mentally. I feel like that's what I was referring to.
Okay. I'm wondering if there's like one idea that kind of takes you through this record. Because as you go down the sequence, it seems like we get to a different place in the middle of the record.
Yeah.
It gets a little raunchier, and then it gets a little more introspective towards the end. But in the beginning, it's like, it seems to very much be 2024, you know, world on fire kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think internally, as a person, I've always had to deal with a lot of, like, sadness. Unfortunately, just the way that I came up in growing up in the hood, growing up. You know, I still remember, like, being in high school and my mom was blind and that, you know, I was never ashamed of my mother's illness. It's not that. But when you have kids come over from school and you have to explain to them, like, yo, by the way, bro, like, you're going to meet my mom. She's blind. It's not a big deal, but it still was something that I had to preface because it was surprise kids. And I remember feeling like, damn, the first time you don't say anything, it's the reaction of like, oh, what? Like, the people don't know, like, how to talk to them or talk to, and I was always like, man, like there should be more awareness about like how to speak to people in general and not just people who are suffering from something that you probably have never been as close to. So those were things that made me very aware of how to treat people. And I think through that empathy and vulnerability that I've always had, I've been taken advantage of a lot because of that. And I would consider myself quite intellectual person. So I know a lot about so many things, but I still have so much self-improvement to do within myself to have discernment. And I think that this album really describes that, like, well, as confident as you are and as confident as you think you are, like, what do you really know about yourself? How much self-reflection can you have to really grow and be a person that you think you are and the little version of you as a kid? That's why I refer to childhood and kids so much, because I want the little version of me to be proud of who I became now at 35 years old. So I mean, if the through line was anything, I've never been here before is me having this frame of mind to understand that I'm here presently in 2024, but this mindset is going to take me for the rest of my life if I continue this path, and also to inspire the people to look for that within themselves.
Yeah. I asked Brian Eno a question once, and he started his answer, and I don't remember the rest of the answer. I just remember how he started. He said, well, when I was growing up, as if I've stopped. And I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, it's genius, man.
You know?
Brian Eno is a huge... I'm going to tell you something. I've listened to Brian Eno's music for airports every single flight for the past 12 years since I started making music. Every single time I get on... I used to be have so much anxiety on the plane. That album is, what, 4 songs? I'm done. I don't even get to the last song.
Right.
Like, I barely know what the last song sounds like, but Brian Eno, super influential to me. That's a great quote.
Yeah.
That's a great quote.
Well, I mean, the idea that you're never done.
Never.
Until you are done.
Done, you're done. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your mom passed. Well, I mean, so she was blind. What was it, diabetes?
Diabetes, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she passed while you were making the record?
No. So, I mean, this was a health complication that happened when I was in beginning high school, I guess. So, like, ninth grade. She always had diabetes, but, you know, with a disease like that, it just gets worse, bro. Right. And it was really hard for her to maintain it. It led to partial of her foot was removed, kidney failure, and now we're going to dialysis. It just was like a nonstop thing. But through her whole life, she never really was like that person that's like, feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
It was always like, go ahead and just go do your thing. And I'm like, what? How you so, you make me feel like, I don't know. So answer your question, like, no, she didn't pass through the making of the album, but it was almost like an angel or a freedom that I felt when she did pass, because without her passing, I would have been here in New York for my whole life. I don't think I ever would have wanted to move to California. But I moved to California shortly after she passed because something told me I had to really change the order of the way I was doing stuff. I always felt like I was doing too much, and as much as I was helping other people, I never made and carved time for myself. And LA just seemed like the right place to learn more, you know.
Wow. It is nice to see that although you are living in LA and have been for a couple of years now, that you're still a Brooklyn kid.
Always.
I mean, it's just almost every song has some kind of reference to, you know, Nostrand Avenue or Flatbush or
Come
whatever. So do the songs start for you with a kind of a lyric idea, or do they sometimes come from a melody or a rhythm?
I think it's a case by case thing. Usually, stream of consciousness is your song, like Ezekiel's Wheel, was straight stream of consciousness. It doesn't have, I didn't have an idea for a chorus or any melody. It was just like free form. You have songs like that. Then you have a song like Liberate that was totally constructed. I knew what I wanted to say, and I had the chorus and the melody before I even wrote the verse. Or a song like Mandavillain was similar. I wrote the chorus first. I think it just depends on the instrumentation and really how I feel that day, right? And I'm not this kind of guy. I know that not to shit on any of the guys that do this, but like, I'm not the guy that goes to the studio, yo, let me get that and I'll record it later. You can ask any producer I've ever worked with, they'll be like, when I had a session with Eric, he recorded that day.
Yeah.
And not only did he record that day, it was fire, and we probably made more than one idea that day, and maybe the other ones fell short of actually coming out or, you know, been on the top of your playlist or whatever, but I like to record in the moment because that energy is going to be hard to imitate again.
Well, you know, and in a lot of rappers, you can hear their roots in freestyling.
For sure.
And you kind of want to have that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that is the root. But then you are, Eric, the architect, and there is a sense of a kind of structure, as I mentioned before, to the record as a whole.
Yeah.
And with Liberate, that's the one that ends with... whose voice is that at the end saying, you know, that was fire, you got to put that on the record?
That was Layla Hathaway.
That was Layla Hathaway, who's sure. the feature on the song. Mm-hmm. So does Go-Go have Layla Hathaway in a black box back there somewhere? Or how are we going to do this performance?
We got to FaceTime her in.
All right, well, let's once again hear Eric the Architect with a live performance here in the studio of the song called Liberate.
La clave para la prueba del futuro empieza con el arquitecto.
What did she say? The fire of what?
Oh, six, seven, eight.
Gotta slow it down.
Gotta change your fate.
You see the God in everyone
on the center stage. That's liberate.
That's liberate.
How you my family when your sister and your mama ugly? Music had a grip on me like your own mama hugged it. I drowned in thought I would evolve of understanding that I fly alone in my emotions brought a planet back. Shit, can't manage that. Big screen of Miramax. I was just a young nigga, had my soul tinted black. Just a young nigga, watching old niggas pedal crack. Parts of my emotion, I escaped from hood habitat. My fortune fewer, I've been balling with no arm sleeves. So flee, Jordans break them in like car thieves. Make your own, business is truly a bizarre dream. Especially when your school ain't got no basketball team. Champion here like hockey. Block work and stock greens. Hustle when I wanna. Never fumble with the hijinks. I escaped a lot. Name a project where the five plates. Thought this was a drought of good niggas, but they rolling with some niggas not old enough to buy drinks. Influenced by them drug dealers with the fly mix. If you see shorty, I can guarantee she buy tings. Deck this conversation. You a rapper, but your rhyme stinks. Don't forget to sign your trophies, cause we all got them. Started with the top row, all the ones that's at the bottom. Got so many new ones, I think that I forgot some. You do it on your own, it means you already got one.
Time ticks, 5, 6, 7, 8. Gotta slow it down, gotta change your fate. You see the God in everyone on the same stage. That's liberate, that's liberate. Time ticks, 5, 6, 7, 8. Gotta slow it down, gotta change your fate.
Change
your fate. See the God in everyone on the center stage.
Center stage.
That's liberate. That's liberate.
Liberate.
Hey. I wanna take some time right now. Shout out my wonderful band, the Archangels. On the keys and bass, we have none other but Heidi. And as I swivel on the side of the chair, I can't forget. On the ones and twos, we have Gogo.
In center stage, we have the man with a plan, none other than Eric, the architect.
And wherever you are right now, I want you to pat yourself on the back, because you liberated. Smile today.
Hey, liberate.
Six, seven, eight. With the sound effects.
Song starting over all over again. I wouldn't mind. But that is Liberate, live here in the studio. Eric the Architect, and with both Heidi and Gogo on backing vocals. And so, Eric, you sing a little bit too. Do you play as well? Do you play instruments?
Yeah, I play keys.
Okay.
I wouldn't call myself a guitar player, but I play some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is that, you know, you were talking about working with James Blake on a couple of tracks on this record.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems like a lot of the songs are not, you know, it's not like, oh, let's take a sample of this and build a tune on top of it. It's like, the music is as original to the album as the lyrics are.
For sure. Yeah, there's no samples on the album at all.
What about Shook Up? What is that? Because that sounds like a sample of an old record.
Yeah. I mean, Lyndon J has a very good ear. You know, we never want to get into copyright issues, but he's a really good producer. He did Ambrosia as well. I'm pretty obsessed with finding producers and also myself by running things through analog gear or playing in phrases that remind you of, you know, rounds and
yeah.
things that are kind of reminiscent of stuff we heard in the past, but we're never going to actually just poke and pull from it just for, it's for legal reasons, but also because I feel like there's things that you want to feel like they feel familiar to you. But, you know, sampling is how I got into music, but it's something really unique about something that is completely original.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted my first album to have no samples, particularly because I was like, wow, like, if this, God willing, becomes an album people hear for the rest of eternity, you know, which what all dream, all artists want.
Sure. Whether they admit it or not.
And, yeah, people will be sampling us one day, you know, and I've always wanted to be that guy. Like, oh, there was a record that, you know, 2-3 Zone or, you know, a part of a phrase of a song that really, you know, I've used it 10 years from now. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've had Ezekiel's Wheel playing for the last couple of nights in my head. so I've got my own little sampler going up there. The album is called I've Never Been Here Before from Eric the Architect. Eric, this has been great fun. Thanks so much for coming in.
I'm so grateful that we got to get to come out here and do this, man, for real.
It's
so cool.
It's been very cool having you and the trio here.
I like your shirt, too.
My Arsenal shirt.
Yeah.
Got to represent for my London soccer team. Thanks for bringing Jeffrey in, Jeffrey Harris.
Sure.
Who's been helping our technical director, Irene Trudell, with the mix in the control room. Our producer, Karen Havlick, down the hall in the video control room. I'm John Schaefer, and you can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org.
Probably thinking about me when you hanging with your friends. We be seeing different, have me peeking through the lens. Is there anybody out there really doing what he says? Okay, no, we lie, but it's the truth spilling out. Phone tap. Darling, can you hear me out? I'm waiting on a call. I got a couple, send them up. But all my young is banging, but I never got involved. But